This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعاله ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله ليس الغني بملكه وبماله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد. Subhanallah, brothers and sisters, how quickly time flies. 1 week from today, inshallah, we're having our khatam. So literally just 1 week left, wallahu musta'an. Today's khuluq, today's characteristic of the believer is one that deals with an overall mizaj, an overall way of dealing with people. It is the characteristic of being gentle and easygoing. The Arabic word used is lean or rifq. Of the akhlaq of the mu'min is that the mu'min doesn't cause a scene. He's not somebody who's petty. You know, there are some people that you're worried to interact with them, to deal with them. They're going to make an issue. They're going to raise their voice. They're going to be very, you know, following the letter of the law, let's say. And there are others that are, they're easygoing. They're gentle to deal with. The mu'min is hayyin. He's easy. He's layyin. He's gentle. Allah Azza wa Jal praises the Prophet ﷺ in the Quran by saying, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It is Allah's mercy to you. This is an emphasis. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ. It is Allah's rahmah to you, Ya Rasulullah, that you are gentle with them. It is Allah's rahmah to you that you are gentle with them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. And had you been harsh, sharp-tongued, the own Sahaba would have left you. So Allah is saying, Ya Rasulullah, of my rahmah to you is that you are gentle and you are soft and you're easygoing. And He is our role model, so we too should be gentle with everybody. We don't choose who we be gentle with. The default, you be gentle and easygoing. When Musa is sent to Fir'aun, what does Allah say? فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Give him gentle speech. Musa is going to Fir'aun, and Allah says to Musa, when you speak to him, speak in a gentle manner. Perhaps that might cause him to rethink through. The default, we deal with people in an easy, in a gentle going manner. Our Prophet ﷺ said, hadith is in Tirmidhi, beautiful hadith, listen to this. He said, do you want me to tell you whom Allah has made haram for Jahannam and whom Jahannam has been made haram for? He emphasized both ways. The man is haram for Jahannam, and Jahannam has been made haram for the man. They said, who is this? Listen to this. Kullu hayyinin, layyinin, sahlin, qareeb. Beautiful hadith. And it's an easy hadith as well. Kullu hayyinin, layyinin, sahlin, qareeb. Every single person who is gentle, easygoing, sahl, just get by, no problem. Qareeb, he's close to the people. He's somebody whom you can interact with in a nice manner. The one who is gentle and soft, that person has been made haram for Jahannam. And Jahannam has been made haram for that person. And subhanAllah, this is the reality. There are people in our own communities, they're so easy and gentle and soft, everybody loves them. And there are other people, you just don't want to cross paths with them. We want to be of the first category. And in fact, this is demonstrated in something so simple as keeping the rows straight. When our Prophet ﷺ would stand up as the imam, you know, there were no, you know, markers on the carpet. So he would say, صَوُّوا صُفُوفَكُمْ وَلِينُوا بِأَيْدِ إِخْوَانِكُمْ. Keep the rows straight and be gentle in the hands of your brethren. What does it mean, be gentle? It means when somebody says, Yahi, come forward a bit. Yahi, go back a bit. Don't become arrogant. No, this is my spot. I'm standing here. You know, wallahi, we have seen people like this, yaqi, you know. Like, just because you're standing here, you want the whole line to follow you. And in the time of the Prophet, there was no actual line. Imagine now, there's an actual line, and people are like, no, I'm standing here, the saf is going to be where I'm standing. No, that's not hayyin layyin, that is arrogance, right? Leenu bi'aydi ikhwanikum. Be gentle in the hands of your brethren. And our Prophet told us that, you know, people are created differently. Some of them are soft, some of them are hard. The hadith is in Abu Dawud that our Prophet said, Allah Azza wa Jal created Adam from a fistful of clay that he gathered from the entire world. So some of the clay was soft, and so some people are soft. And some of the clay was hard, and so some people are hard. He said this in a hadith. So some people are soft, and we come from that soft clay. We want to be from the soft people. And others are hard. They don't do anything, and we don't want to be amongst them. In another hadith in Sahih Muslim, our Prophet ﷺ said, the example of the believer is like the date palm that bends with the wind, that bends when trials come. So whenever a fitna, a bala comes, it is able to bend with it. And the example of the munafiq is like the cedar tree. Sorry, Sheikh, it's Lebanese, but that's okay. Because the cedar is the symbol of Lebanon, but they chose for other reasons. The example of the munafiq is the cedar tree. Why did he use this example? It doesn't budge at all until it breaks. That's not the mu'min. The mu'min, layyin. The mu'min, you adapt to the circumstances. If situation becomes difficult, you change with those circumstances. As for the munafiq, because he never, ever, ever changes, when anything happens, the only change is to break. And that's not the way of the believer. The point here is that the relationship will break if you don't go with the flow. The mu'min goes with the flow. There is a gentleness with disregard. So our Prophet ﷺ compared the believer to the tree that is able to adapt. And so to the believer, situation becomes difficult, the believer adapts with that situation. Rather than making it more difficult, because when you are stubborn, because that's the example given of that cedar tree, when you're stubborn, you can only remain stubborn for so long, then you break. And breaking here means breaking friendship, breaking ties, ending up in a divorce. And that is not the way of the believer. And once again, we do this with everybody. Hadith in Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ was sitting at home, and one of the leaders of the hypocrites asked permission to come inside. And the Prophet ﷺ said to himself, "Bi'sa akhul ashira." What an evil man this is, but give him permission. Aisha overheard. When the man came, Aisha says, Alana lahul kalam. He spoke to him gently, nicely. Then the man left. Then Aisha came from behind the curtain, said, Ya Rasulullah, I heard you say, he didn't say to Aisha, he's speaking to himself, I heard you say, what an evil man. But then when he came, you were gentle to him. You were soft to him. The Prophet said, O Aisha, have you ever seen me to be harsh and vulgar? Never is gentleness added to something except that it beautifies it. And never is harshness added to something except that it makes it evil and disfigures us. So of the akhlaq of the mu'min, to be gentle and easygoing, to adapt to the circumstances, to not cause a fuss or a scene or be petty. And this is especially true when it comes to buying and selling, when it comes to transactions. The Prophet said, hadith is in Bukhari, rahimallahu bi'in, samhan idha ba'a, samhan idha ishtara, samhan idha iqtada. May Allah have mercy, or Allah shall have mercy on the one who was easygoing when he sold things, and easygoing when he buys things, and easygoing when he gets his loans back. Just be gentle and easygoing. Go with the flow and allow people a little bit of laxity and leeway. Hadith in Sahih Bukhari as well. The Prophet ﷺ said, there was a man of the generations before you. He had no good deeds. He had no good deeds, but Allah gave him a lot of wealth, and he would give loans to people. On the Day of Judgment, Allah asks him, what good deeds do you have? The man says, Ya Rabb, I don't have anything to show, but one thing. I would give loans because I was wealthy. And when it time came to get the loans back, I would tell my servant, I would tell my slave that if they don't have the means to give it back, don't be harsh. Be gentle and easy and wait till they have the time. Be easy with them. That's the only thing I have. Allah says, the hadith is in Bukhari, Allah says, I have more right to be easy with you than you had with those people. Go, for you are forgiven. Subhanallah. Just gentleness, just giving them some slack, cutting them some slack, and being generous in this regard was enough to have this man forgiven. And this was the akhlaq of the Prophet as well. To be overcompensating and easygoing. Once he took a loan of a two-year-old camel. In Arabic, by the way, every camel, that is, every age, it has a specific term. You have a term for a one-year-old camel, two-year-old camel, three-year-old camel, four-year-old camel, five-year, literally, they're different words. In English, we have camel. But in Arabic, they have different terms for every age. So he took a loan of a two-year camel, and he said to the man, I'm getting, the sadaqah, I'm getting, amount coming in soon. When it comes from that quantity of camels, I shall return your camel to you. When that quantity came back, when the camels came, he said to Bilal, go find a two-year-old and give it to the man. So Bilal said, Ya Rasulullah, there is no two-year-old. The youngest is 4 years old, which is double the price, much more expensive. The youngest that I found is 4 years old. So the Prophet said, go and give him the four-year-old, for the best person is the one who is easygoing when it comes to loans. The best person is the one who is easygoing. I'm not going to be stingy. Oh, I have to find the two-year-old. This is the Prophet ﷺ. And in another time, he took a loan of amount of barley from one of the Jewish merchants. Then when the merchant came to take it back, the Prophet ﷺ said to Bilal, Zin wa arjih. Give him the amount and throw in some extra as well. Be more generous with him. Don't give him the exact same back. By the way, this is not riba. Riba is to put a condition in the contract. I give you 100, you give me back 110. Sunnah is, I give you 100, and in the contract, I give you 100 back. But without any pre-agreement, I should give you back more. This is sunnah. It's sunnah to give back more, but it is haram to put it in the contract. You get the point here, right? So our Prophet, when he would give back, he would give back more, and he would be generous in this regard. And this is the akhlaq of the Sahaba as well. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu, hadith also in Bukhari. Uthman ibn Affan, he purchased a land from somebody. And that man disappeared and didn't hand him the keys for a long time. Once then Uthman tracked him down and he said, Ya akhi, what happened? We signed the contract, I gave you the money. The man said, as soon as people found out, they made fun of me and said, Uthman cheated you. Ghabanak, he cheated you. It's too cheap. You sold the land for. So Uthman said, is that the way you feel? By the way, halal transaction, whatever you offer, whatever you agree to witnesses, it was all done. So the deal was done and signed. But the man later on felt that you have cheated me, meaning you have given me less than the price. Uthman could have been, we agreed, we signed the contract, but that's not Uthman radiallahu anhu. He said, that's the way you feel? Then khalas, if you don't want the transaction, take your money, take your money back, and the transaction is null and void. Khalas, don't worry about it. We canceled the deal. And then he said, I heard the Prophet ﷺ say, the best of people are the ones who are the most easygoing when it comes to buying and selling. And that's why Uthman was the multimillionaire. Because when you are that way, Allah will give you barakah. If Uthman wanted to, he could have taken him to court. He could have said, La, we signed the deal. La, there are two witnesses. And he would have been right. And the haqq is on his side. But Uthman radiallahu anhu said, I heard the Prophet say, Khayrun nas, the best of the people are those who are the most gentle and easygoing when it comes to these types of matters. So, dear brothers and sisters, of the akhlaq of the believer is to be gentle and easygoing. And I conclude with this beautiful hadith. Our Prophet said, Inna Allaha rafiqun yuhibbu rifq. Allah is rafiq, gentle. Allah is, one of the names of Allah is ar-rafiq. Allah is gentle and easygoing. And he loves being gentle and easygoing. And then he said what he said to our mother Aisha, that never is gentleness added to something except that it beautifies it. And never is harshness added except that it disfigured it. So be gentle and be easygoing. And Allah Azza wa Jal will be gentle and easygoing with us. And inshallah we'll continue tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعاله ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله ليس الغني بملكه وبماله